Hey all you people, it's Victor here, and today I'm starting a new podcast called Total Drama Island, the after, not math, after talk. I personally think that Total Drama is one of my favorite shows to watch, and if you like that, good for you then. So, here's the thing. If anybody knows what Total Drama Island is, then this podcast is for you. This whole podcast will be about everything Total Drama Island, from the first episode to the last episode, recapping everything that happened. Now, this is just an introduction, so it's not really everything. So I think personally that we should recap it in a podcast for people who like Total Drama Island to hear. Now it's time to get to the part of the episode. So the episodes, I'm going to say, are Not So Happy Campers Parts 1 and 2. So we're going to be recapping all of that in this episode. So 22 campers came to this fake island to do a bunch of challenges. And the one who could survive the longest would win $100,000. And I have a list of everybody's names. So the people that entered or got in Total Drama Island were Ezekiel, Eva, Noah, Justin, Katie, Tyler, Izzy, Cody, Beth, Sadie, Courtney, Harold, Trent, Bridget, Lindsay, DJ, Jeff, Lashana, Duncan, Heather, Gwen, and Owen. Just if I didn't say Izzy already, her too. Might have said that already, but they all entered in and got in, which are in the audition tapes, which is a bonus clip. So they first start, and of course all their personalities are different, and I think it's in part two that they do the challenge where they have to dive off a cliff that they have on the island. They have to jump off the cliff, and then once they jump off, they have to make sure that they land in this small square above the big square that is shark infested. Almost everybody manages to do it except Beth, DJ, and Courtney, which is leading the screaming gophers into the advantage for the next part of the challenge, which is they get tools to open the boxes that they've gotten, and they have to build a pool like a pool. Killer Bass not doing well. Everybody's not working together. They keep arguing. It's just too hectic. But then over at the Screaming Gophers, they are actually working together. Everybody is doing their own part. But then you see the Killer Bass. They're not really working together and keep making mistakes and all that stuff. Then when they're done, Chris, the host, forgot to say, came and checked which hot tub, or should say pool, just gave it away, is the best. The Killer Bass didn't do so well. Theirs broke, and it wasn't really that sturdy and compatible. But on the other hand, the Screaming Gophers, they actually successfully built a hot tub. A hot tub. Not only did they win the challenge, so they mean the team won immunity, which means that they can't get voted off, which I'll be talking about. And plus a bonus, they got to keep their hot tub. So now we have the voting kind of way stuff. It's basically where the team that doesn't get immunity goes to the campfire and they basically pick somebody. Some of them pick out of hatred, some of them picked out of strategic, but before that happened, Ezekiel was actually making sexist comments to all the girls, and he just wasn't really being supportive of the girls on his team. So you might guess who might get out in our next mini segment, which will be more focusing on the person who got out and why they got out and what happened. Like, how did they just get out just like that? Could be for numerous reasons, we don't know. Well, that concludes our next segment. Now we are going to talk about Ezekiel, the man without a plan, who was the unfortunate and got out. Needless to say, Ezekiel isn't that kind of person who you think would get far. But in fantasies, like, you could think he would get far. But how he acted, I think, is how he got out. Mainly because of the sexist comment that he made towards women. I didn't think that was right. And I also thought that he was pushing too hard. He kept thinking that boys were better than girls than everything. Like being strong and being smart. And Ezekiel, that is not the way to go. If you're trying to stay in the game, you want to be as neutral as possible so that you can actually, you know, get further in the game than get out on the first episode. This is probably mainly why everybody did not like him. And I don't know, probably the producers make the producers probably choose who to get out on when they make this episode, and apparently they chose Ezekiel. And one thing I have to say is that, like, Ezekiel, I would have seen him making it to the merge, to be honest with you guys. I just think that he should have gone to the merge. He didn't really get a chance. So as World Tour, which I'll get into when that is our new season. But yeah, Ezekiel, I gotta say, like, that is not the way to go with a summer camp full of people you don't even know. And his parents, you better teach him what he needs to be taught. So as his teacher, if his teacher's been doing that too. Because he's been taught the wrong things. Let me tell you that. Now what we'll be doing is what is called trivia time. I will be asking you a question from Total Drama Island, and if there's a comment box, comment what you think the answer is. And on the next episode, I will tell you what the answer is. So, the big question to think about is, when the killer bass made their, you know, pool, what happened to Harold? One hint, it involved something happening with Bridget. So, you have time to think about your answer until the next podcast comes up. So, yeah, think about it. And now it's time for the team of the day. We will always be doing this called the team of the day and just focusing on what went good with the team that won invincibility. So the Screaming Gophers, needless to say, they actually did pretty good because they were working. There were little bits, like segments of the Screaming Gophers, and they were working so well. So I would just like to recognize how well they worked together. It really symbolizes teamwork and that you don't need to be like mean and pushy and bossy just to get your way through the game. Teamwork with the teams is what gets you to invincibility, which makes you safe, and you get to stay for, which they said, another 3 days. So we'd just like to recognize the Screaming Gophers for their effort and their teamwork, and I really am happy that they deserved to keep the hot tub that they made, because it symbolizes that their team did teamwork and they got the job done. So that's the ending of this episode of our podcast, Total Drama Island, the After Talk. I really hope you liked the first episode. We will recap the next episode in, you know, the next podcast. Yeah. And I just like to be aware if you're a really big Total Drama Island fan, that you keep in mind of the podcast and when I make a new episode. And when you see the segments, that will usually be the segments of the episode. And the only segment, the person who doesn't get out, the person who gets out that segment, which you'll see when you see the podcast, it won't be there for one episode, and I'll tell you why when we get to that episode. So I really hope you like this podcast, and be sure to tune in to when I make the next one.